Reed Show is presented by Campbell Soup Company, makers of 21 kinds of Campbell soups, 4 kinds of Franco-American spaghettis, and 3 kinds of Campbell's beans.
As a doctor, you're a pretty fair carpenter.
Oh, thank you. She got a little tired of all those closet doors you have to pull down on or lift up on to open. But you didn't come out here to talk about doors.
No, I was thinking about Jeff.
Well, what about?
Well, Mrs. Wilcox called from the high school. And she's very concerned. She's right. I mean, there's more to education than just reading, writing, and arithmetic, don't you think?
Oh, sure. Honey, would you hand me that square there, please?
Well, Mrs. Wilcox feels that building poise and personality is just as important as literature and history. And she's right.
Of course.
And then there's a matter of diction and self-expression. Mrs. Wilcox is very strong for self-expression. You know Mrs. Wilcox.
I never heard of her.
Oh, Alex, she's the drama teacher at high school.
Oh. What has all this to do with our sticky doors?
Honey, it has to do with Jeff. Mrs. Wilcox called me about it.
Maybe I've been breathing too much sawdust, but I don't follow you.
Honey, Mrs. Wilcox is casting the junior class play. So she tried all of the boys in the class for the lead, and Jeff was far and away the best.
I wonder what the others sounded like.
Oh, perhaps you're not listening to me.
I'm listening. What's the problem?
Well, the problem, according to Mrs. Wilcox, is that Jeff is reluctant to be in the play.
That's understandable. What's the play?
Well, it's called Mistress Galloway.
Oh, that one. They've been doing that in every high school in the country since they threw the tea into Boston Harbor. Oh, could you hand me the chisel, honey, please?
But, Alex, I think Jeff should do the play. I mean, he's at an awkward age where he really ought to learn how to walk and talk and move correctly, or even to sit in a chair.
How to sit in a chair, he knows. Hi. Oh, hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Well, Jeff, there's something your father and I would like to discuss with you.
Oh, Mrs. Wilcox called, huh? I tell you, when she gets started on something, she just won't quit.
Well, regardless of Mrs. Wilcox, I think you should do it.
Jeff?
Jeff, it'll be fun.
Mom, the Mistress of Galloway? Wait, that play is murder. I'd have to wear a ruffled shirt and long silk stockings and those short little pants.
Well, Jeff, what you wear isn't important.
Well, it's important to me. Boy, I have to get up and stand in front of all those people. Nope, nothing doing. I'm not going to do it.
Jeff, you say the play is a Mistress of Galloway.
Yeah.
I suppose you'd be playing the part of Elroy?
Elroy. How about that for a name?
Let's see, Elroy. He's that big, good-looking fellow.
Well, I don't know how good-looking he is. Elroy.
He's tall and dark with a fine, full beard.
He's got a beard?
Oh, yes. Elroy always wears a beard.
The play isn't for 2 weeks. Maybe I have time to grow one.
Are you going to do the play?
Well, I think I should give this matter some thought.
For a carpenter, you're a pretty good psychologist.
Great idea from Campbell. Delicious Campbell's eggs. So easy to make with any of Campbell's cream soups. Simply blend eggs with Campbell's soup right from the can and scramble them in a skillet. 8 eggs plus 1 can of soup makes Campbell's eggs for 6. For delicious Campbell's eggs with delicate mushroom flavor, use Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. Make Campbell's eggs with cream of vegetable soup and cream of chicken soup, too. Try it soon.
I cannot bear to tread the same terrain that bears your heavenly trod. I go to Paris, never to return. Tread, trod, boy.
Okay, now let's do that second scene in the third act where you've returned from Paris and you find me alone in the library.
Oh, gee, we've done it 100 times.
And you do it different every time. Now do the lines the way they're written, will you please?
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to start at the scene where I'm sitting in the library and you knock on the door.
Door.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It is I, Elroy.
Elroy! Come in. Elroy, my darling, you have come back.
Sheila, my darling, I tried to forget you, but all the magic of Paris could not erase the memory of your lovely, lovely face.
And all the sweetness of spring in Galloway could not replace...
When did you first notice you weren't getting hot water?
Last night, Alex Locke.
What madness thrust us apart? And it was madness. For my life, my destiny is here with you.
Oh, Elroy, you'll never know the dreary hours I've spent. The lonely, terrible hours since that night in Liverpool.
How true the poet's words. Jealousy is the smoke of little
Not
hearts.
Not smoke, it's fume. Fume.
Okay, fume. How true the poet's words. Jealousy is the fume of little hearts.
Aren't they adorable?
Our son is no Laurence Olivier.
Well, this is the big dramatic scene from Mistress of Galloway.
Are you sure you didn't turn off the hot water in the basement or something?
No, dear. Don't you think we ought to get a plumber?
Why?
Well, how would you feel if Mr. Schultz tried to take his son's tonsils out?
Oh, honey, this isn't anything as serious as that.
I'll gladly give up my lands and castles. I'll fling my jewels into the sea. Into the sea.
Sheila, my darling, I'm not worthy...
Jeff, this is where you stroke my hair, remember?
Oh, yeah. Sheila, my darling, I'm not worthy to touch the hem of your skirt or a single strand of your golden hair.
Brother.
Well, it's just a high school play, dear. Doesn't it take you back?
If you want to know the truth, it's making me a little ill.
Well, Jeff and Angie have the nicest kind of friendship.
That's a lot better, Jeff.
I think you're getting the character.
Well, I ought to be getting something. We've been through it enough.
Don't Elroy and Sheila kind of remind you of you and me? Well, I mean the way they met and all. Remember how you and I met, Jeff?
Oh, sure. Your brother dragged you over and pushed you in the front door.
No, but after that, you invited me to a party, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll always remember that party.
Yeah, some party. Hey, let's walk down to the drugstore and get a soda.
I wore my first party dress.
Let's go. Come on.
Why did you walk out on me that night?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that party. The one you took me to and then walked out and left me. What was the big idea?
Angie, that was way last year.
I'm glad you reminded me.
I didn't remind you.
I was left alone while you were probably walking home with some other girl.
The reason I walked out of that party was because you were dancing with 16 other guys and wouldn't pay any attention to me.
Well, what did you expect me to do? Stand around like a stick?
Well, you could have at least looked at me.
That's not in the play.
The rude boy.
Well, you started it. I didn't.
Oh, that's like you. You're never wrong. You're never to blame for anything. Well, I hate you, Jeff Stone.
Well, go ahead. Hate me. See if I care.
Well, I do.
Well, all right.
All right. And you're the worst actor I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, look in a mirror. Fling my jewels into the sea.
What do you suppose happened?
Here you are. Hot water.
Dear.
Time through. Washed up.
Oh, Jeff, wait.
Nope, I've had it. The Mistress of Galloway can get herself another boy. I'm not going to be in any play with that fruitcake.
Oh, Jeff. What's the matter with him? Well, Alex, speak to him.
Not me. I'm just a plumber here.
Daddy, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Jeff and Angie just had a little fight.
Oh, Daddy, would you go upstairs and take a look at my bathroom?
What's the matter with him?
Well, I don't know. I started to shampoo my hair and the hot water just quit. Oh, and could you take a look at the linen closet? Someone seems to have locked the door.
Jeff?
Yeah? Look, Mom, I know you're on her side, but it was not my fault.
No, I'm not taking sides, dear. But I would like an explanation.
What's to explain? She's a girl.
An Hey, there has to be more to it than that.
Mom, one minute she was a lamb and the next minute she was a tiger.
What'd you say to her?
I never opened my mouth. For some kooky reason, she remembered something that happened way last year. Said I took her to a party and then walked out on her. And she got sore all over again.
Well, honey, she's just nervous and itchy about the play. You have to take those things into consideration.
Well, she doesn't have to jump on me. No, I'm through. I'm not going to do it.
All right, Jeff, it's up to you. And you want to walk out and disappoint everyone after all that rehearsing and hiring the hall and selling the tickets. And if you want to make a shambles of the whole thing,
I don't want to make a shambles of anything.
Honey, it's your decision. And if you suddenly find that you have cold feet...
Who said anything about cold feet?
It's very common, premature stage fright.
Mom, I'm not afraid and I have not got cold feet. What I've got is a bad case of Angie. Look, I don't want to be in any play that Angie's in or got anything to do with.
Now you're being as unreasonable as Angie. You both have to be in the play or there won't be a play.
Mom, Angie's been giving me a bad time ever since we started this thing. Jeff, learn your lines. Jeff, you're not getting the character. Jeff, you're not projecting. Pick up your cues. Do this. Don't do that. Boy, I never want to see her again. She makes me sick.
All right, Jeff. I'm convinced. You call Mrs. Wilcox and cancel the play.
Me? Couldn't you do it?
Why should I do it?
Well, she called you in the first place.
It's your part, not mine.
But, Mom, in the play, I'm supposed to like Angie. I gotta do all those gooey love scenes with her. Well, I just couldn't do it with Angie.
All right, call Mrs. Wilcox.
Kind of stuck, aren't I?
I'm afraid you are.
Well, I'll try. Just have to keep saying to myself that Angie isn't Angie. She's the fragile, sensitive, lovely Sheila Galloway.
That's my Jeff. Now, you go call Angie.
No, no, that's one thing I will not do.
Oh, all right, all right. I'll call Angie.
Hey, maybe I could do the play with my eyes shut.
Jeff, you're just nervous, the both of you. Everything will turn out just fine, you'll see.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand, Angie. Boys can be very irritating, but the play is the most important thing. Well, no, Jeff hasn't said that he's willing to apologize, but... Angie, now, Angie, just a minute. What he did say is that he is willing to start rehearsing again if you are. So why don't you put your differences aside? Yes, well, Angie, you know, they tell me that a really good actress can play opposite her worst enemy, and the audience would never know it. Oh, Angie, I'm sure you can. All right, good girl, Angie. Yes, now, why don't you come over in a little while and finish your rehearsing? Okay. Goodbye, Angie. Ah, oh, well, you see, that wasn't so difficult. Huh? Oh, honey. Did you get the hot water in Mary's bathroom fixed?
Yep, but now it's off in here.
Oh. Well, I'm certainly glad that Jeff and Angie have made up.
They haven't really made up. They've just agreed not to kill each other.
Oh, honey, they're just a couple of kids. Those spats don't last. As soon as they get back together, the whole thing will be forgotten.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Besides, Angie's too nice a girl for Jeff to lose over a trivial argument.
Especially anything so ridiculous as an incident that happened last year.
Oh, it's typical of their age.
Well, it's typical of women, generally.
What?
I said it's typical of women, generally.
What is?
Oh, digging into the deep, dark past to rake over the coals of some old argument.
Oh, Alex, I never do that.
So, you're the exception.
Hmm. Well, I guess we're both the exception. We like to think of the funny things.
They're the best kind.
Yeah. Honey, do you remember our honeymoon? That trip on the bus? We didn't stop long enough for you to finish eating breakfast.
Now, that was a riot.
Oh, my goodness, you had your tomato juice in St. Louis, your eggs in Three Rivers, and your bacon in Merton City.
Yeah, I remember the mob on that bus. We couldn't get seats together.
Oh, my gosh, I'd forgotten that. I sat next to a fat man who was eating a garlic sandwich. And you sat next to a little number who was a combination of Brigitte Bardot and Gypsy Rose Lee.
I don't remember that.
Why do you should remember? I mean, you carried on an animated conversation with her for the better part of 300 miles.
Well, it was a long time ago.
You never did tell me how you got so chummy with her.
Honey, I don't even remember her.
Well, dear, I mean, I wouldn't say that you do those things on purpose, but your memory does take some very convenient lapses.
We recall the funny things, remember?
You know, for a man on his honeymoon, you weren't very considerate.
What?
That day when I caught my heel in the grating at the corner of 53rd and Green Streets.
Where?
In Middleburg, Ohio, at 10:30 in the morning on April 13th. I caught my heel and both of you did nothing, absolutely nothing.
Honey, I don't even remember
this. Did you offer
this
to carry me? No, you carried my shoe. And I had to hobble 3 blocks back to the hotel in my stocking feet.
Where do you dig up these things?
You see? The switch. That convenient lapse of memory. And what about the girl at the dance?
What girl?
Elsie Fybush.
Who is Elsie Fybush?
Oh, you know who Elsie Fybush was. You danced 3 straight dances in a row with her at the Carlton Hotel in Gainsburg, where I sat alone at a table with a bowl of cold noodle soup, and we've been married 1 week, just
oh,
1 week.
That girl, honey, she was an old school friend. I knew her in grammar school.
Don't try to explain it.
All right, I won't.
It's happened, and there's nothing you can say.
Mother.
Yes, dear?
Angie's here.
Tell her I'll be right down. And the night of our engagement, when you went out to buy a corsage to match the color of my eyes, you had to come back to look to see whether they were blue or brown.
All right. Now, where are we?
Another lesson?
A lesson. Where are we?
At the grocery store.
Good. What we find here?
Franco-American spaghetti with the sauce.
Sauce. In English, sauce.
Sauce.
They keep here how many kind with the sauces? Tell me. In English, please.
Oh. Franco-American spaghetti with ground beef, one kind. Nippy Italian-style spaghetti, 2 kind. Spaghetti with 6 meatballs, 3 kind. Spaghetti in tomato sauce with cheese. That make 4 kind.
Four kind. In English, four.
Four. Four kind Franco-American spaghetti.
Very good.
Papa.
Yes?
Franco-American are all very fine. The sauces are good in all four kind.
A poem. Very good.
I make it up.
Hello? Oh, hi, Angie.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Jeff will be down in just a minute. Why don't you sit down?
Okay. I hate to say this about your brother, Mary, but he can be the most impossible boy.
Oh, well, don't tell me about him. I have to live with him.
Honestly, you have no idea what it's been like since we've been working together in this play. You know, sometimes, oh, he's just as sweet as he can be. But then other times, oh, he makes me absolutely furious. He is so conceited.
Who are you kicking? Anyone I know?
Oh, I am so darn sore. Wait, did you ever think how much better this world would be if there were no women?
That's a debatable question, Jeff, but I see your point. Oh, your co-star is downstairs. You'll be wanted shortly.
Oh, Dad, I don't know if I can go through with it. I mean, how can I? Well, could you play all those lovey-dovey scenes with somebody you'd like to...
I suppose I could if I were a good enough actor. Well, Jeff, now let's be real honest. As girls go, Angie's pretty nice.
Nice? Angie? Dad, you don't know her. She thinks she's the center of the universe.
He treats me like I'm an old shoe or something. I suppose you're talking about Jeff.
Angie's been telling me about all the problems she's had with Jeff, Mother.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stone, Jeff being your son. But sometimes he makes me so mad I could just do something terrible to him. No, thank you. Well, Angie, dear, that's one of the charming qualities of all men. He thinks he knows absolutely everything there is to know.
You may as well face the fact, Angie, that men are simple-minded beasts.
Be careful, dear. You may have to explain that remark to your father.
Well, I mean it. That they are positively the most self-centered creatures in existence. They think the world is here purely for their personal pleasure.
Have you ever wanted to hit a man? I mean really hit him.
What makes it so tough, Dad, is that they not only outnumber us, but they got the rules against us. We have to be gentlemen, treat them like they were the weaker sex.
A well-nurtured myth.
Answer me something, Dad. I mean, honestly. Have you ever wanted to hit a girl? I mean, really hit her.
I must admit, the thought has occurred to me from time to time.
Oh, good. I'm not abnormal.
No, I'd say you're about average.
Dad, will you come down? Angie's here.
Good luck. Now, I want you to go down there and rehearse like a trooper. I want you to say to yourself over and over again, Angie the Terrible is really the sweet, gentle, lovable Sheila Galloway.
Really, Angie, this is a very severe test for an actress. From all I've read about acting, they all say that you must become the character you're playing.
Oh, I'm going to try, Mrs. Stone.
I mean, don't think of him as grumpy, grouchy Jeff, but try to think of him as handsome, gentle, kind Elroy.
Handsome, gentle, kind Elroy. I'll try.
Oh, Jeff. Angie, you know each other, of course.
We've met.
Same sweet kid.
Well, now, we are going to put aside all of our personal feelings because, the show must go on. That's an old show business expression. Well, have a nice rehearsal. What are you looking for?
Never mind. I'll find it. If I have any trouble, I'll check with Elsie Fibush.
If there's anything I hate, it's a funny doctor.
Where would you like to start, Sheila?
You call it Elroy.
Where I'm coming back from Paris?
Good as any. I'm sitting in the library.
And I knock on the door. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It is I, Elroy.
Elroy! Come in. Elroy, my darling, you have come back.
Sheila, my darling, I tried to forget you, but all the magic of Paris could not erase the memory of your lovely face.
And all the sweetness of spring in Galloway could not replace the touch of your hand. Elroy.
You're breaking my fingers.
I know it.
What madness thrust us apart? And it was madness. For my life, my destiny is here with you.
Oh, Elroy. You'll never know the dreary hours I've spent. The lonely, terrible hours since that night in Liverpool.
How true the poet's words. Jealousy is the fume of little hearts.
You got it right.
Oh, Elroy, Elroy. We must never let anything come between us again. Elroy, I'll gladly give up my lands and castles. I'll fling my jewels into the sea.
Forgive me, Sheila, for I am not worthy to touch the hem of your skirt or a single strand of your golden hair.
This isn't acting. It's a torturing match.
I can't watch.
Elroy, and now the truth, for much is at stake. Your happiness and mine for all of our years.
All the bitterness, all the childish pretense is no more. Forgive me, Sheila, for the fool that I was.
I will forgive and forgive and forgive.
That wasn't in the script.
I know.
Get a soda.
Well, the play certainly has a lot of violence, but it has a beautiful ending.
Yeah.
Angie and I are going down for soda.
All right, dear.
Forgive me, Sheila, for the fool that I was.
I will forgive, and forgive, and forgive.
That wasn't in the script.
The Donna Reed Show will return after a word from Johnson & Johnson.
You are now seeing the remarkable new Band-Aid Sheer Strip. We call it the breathing bandage. It has hundreds of air vents all over. More air vents than ever on the pad part to let in more fresh healing air. And for the first time ever, air vents on the sticking part to help prevent white wrinkled skin. The new air vented Band-Aid Sheer Strip from Johnson & Johnson. A baby's world is a world of feeling. The gentle feeling of Johnson's. The warmth of food. The comfort of love. Johnson's, the softest baby powder there is.
Good night, kids.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, honey.
Hey, town crier. You got a cent?
Always at the bidding of ye townspeople. What list?
You know, you sure were right this afternoon about girls. You never know what they're gonna do next. But it's never dull, right?
Right.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Jeff.
Eat hearty. Stoke up on Campbell's Bean with Bacon Soup. Country beans laced with smoky bacon, slow simmered to tender perfection, and seasoned just right to bring out that old-fashioned bean and bacon goodness. How long since you've enjoyed Campbell's Bean with Bacon Soup? It's a sturdy soup for your whole family. The Donna Reed Show has been brought to you by Campbell's Soups, Franco-American Spaghetti's, and Campbell's Beans. Next week's sponsor will be Johnson & Johnson.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.